Commuters in Houston are getting their first look today at some major changes to the city's transit system, a revamp of bus routes. It's all part of an effort to attract more bus riders in a very car-centric city. Gail DeLauder from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
On a typical weekday morning, thousands of commuters pour into downtown Houston. Most of them are alone in a personal vehicle. But just how many of those people will be willing to take the bus? We asked Lisa Kelly, who, like 80% of Houston commuters, drives to work by herself. As for switching to the bus, Kelly says she's just not sure.
Essentially, I don't know where the bus is. You know, I have two little kids. I'm driving home to them, so I want to go home fast.
Kelly is one of the people Metro hopes to attract as it launches a major redesign of Houston's bus network. The transit agency hopes to increase slumping ridership by about 20% over the next 2 years. Metro currently has close to 80 local routes. Some routes will see more buses. Others will see cuts. To help draw those new routes, Metro brought in transit consultant Jarrett Walker. Walker admits some people will never get out of their cars, but there are others who are thinking about it, and those are the people Metro needs to reach.
The way transit grows in relevance is starting with people who don't have any particular cultural aversion to it, who don't use it now simply because right now it's useless to them.
So how do you make the system more useful? Walker says people are more likely to use a bus if they know they can catch one every few minutes.
We select routes where we can run relatively fast, where we can run relatively frequently, and where when we go down this particular street, there are going to be lots of people wanting to travel.
When it comes to boosting ridership, Houston isn't alone. Another city that's made changes is Jacksonville, Florida.
JTA is moving in the right direction.
With a population of about 842,000, Jacksonville is less than half the size of Houston, and it only has about 40 bus routes. But the city does have some similar issues. Jacksonville Transportation Authority spokeswoman Leanne Rassler says service was so infrequent on some routes that it affected people's ability to work.
We've heard from people that would actually ask their boss at their place of employment if they could stay the night there because they could not get home, and now they're able to.
Rassler adds they also beefed up weekend service and improved connections by not forcing everyone to ride downtown. And she says it appears to be paying off.
We are to date at about 6.4% increase in ridership, and much higher on Sundays, it's like 22.9%.
But in a car-loving city like Houston, it may take a few more incentives to get people on the bus. Jonathan Brooks is a researcher with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
People that drive tend to have the most control over their mode of transportation. So using an alternative, there's some additional risk that your trip may be delayed and it's outside your power.
In a recent study for the Houston-Galveston Area Council, Brooks says they did see strong interest in transit, but people would be more likely to use it if they got something in return, like a break on their car insurance rates.
Tax benefits or cost assistance is another highly motivating incentive. Those are often the domain of the private sector or the employer, whether public or private, providing bus fare assistance, a parking incentive, something along that nature.
For Here and Now, I'm Gail DeLauder.